Now, though, the PM, General Election 2015, Chris Mason, Desk of Election News with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
Eddie, we start tonight with a diplomatic incident. No ambassadors were involved, neither was the Foreign Office. Let me take you to Ilfracombe and the big question in Devon about how you approach a cream tea.
Now, hold on, I'm going to get this wrong, aren't I? In Devon, it's jam first and cream on top. Wrong way round.
And more from the Prime Minister later, plus the story involving the snooker player Jimmy White and a plate of sausage rolls. Anyway, the Labour leader Ed Miliband's been in Edinburgh. Polls suggest Labour are in for a right old stuffing north of the border. Now the party's claiming the SNP's support for Scotland having full control of all taxation would leave a huge black hole in its finances. Nonsense, says First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. We'll hear from her in a moment. First, Mr Miliband.
Today I challenge Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP, which services will be cut, which taxes will be raised, and what cuts will it mean for pensioners in Scotland when they are taken out of the UK pension system?
This is desperation from Labour. The only cuts on the horizon for Scotland are the cuts that the Tories are planning and that Labour have signed up to.
Next, we head to the campaign launch of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition. It has more than 130 parliamentary candidates standing in England, Wales and Scotland, as well as around 600 in local elections.
We're the only 100% anti-austerity party, the only party that believes health and education, gas, water, electricity, rail and the post should be renationalised.
That's their chairman, the former Labour MP Dave Nellist, who launched his party's pitch surrounded by those gleaming beacons of capitalism, the skyscrapers of Canary Wharf in London.
All these banks should be fully publicly owned, so that the wealth of this fifth richest country on the planet could be spent on the millions, not on the millionaires.
Now, take a listen to this. Here's the Conservative Chief Whip Michael Gove on Newsnight the other day.
Are we going to get any mention, can you tell me?
Yes.
Of the big society in this campaign?
I think it's unlikely that we'll hear the phrase.
Well, Michael, in the words of the Prime Minister...
Now, let's be frank.
Because it turns out we will.
The big society policies have worked. We've got more people volunteering in our country, we've got more charitable giving, we've given the right to communities to take over public buildings and pubs, and we've allowed people to set up new schools.
This, as the Conservatives say, they'd require public sector employers and companies with more than 250 staff to give them up to 3 days a year to do voluntary work. The Tories have also made a promise about train fares. More or less, adjust the ticket for that in a moment. So what have we heard today from the Liberal Democrats? Well, they say if they find themselves in government again, they'll give young people still living with their parents a loan, £1,500 outside London, £2,000 in the capital, to help pay for a deposit on a rented home of their own. The Justice Minister Simon Hughes says it's a good idea because it's
helping young people in work to be able to have the money to start off. If they do that, it means they're independent. It is a small contribution to a big problem.
We end tonight's desk in Southampton, where UKIP's candidate in the Itchen constituency, Kim Rose, has to report to a police station on Monday over allegations he tried to influence voters by giving away sausage rolls at a party event that also featured the snooker player Jimmy White. Well, party leader Nigel Farage gave us a mouthful about it.
I mean, I really think that if we're going to have a big row about somebody who innocently puts out a plate of sausage rolls as if that in some way was trying to bribe the electorate, I think, frankly, that's a bit ridiculous.